Here's a story about the most important organism you may never have heard of. A band of researchers from around the world gathered recently at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in Cambridge for a celebration. A celebration, mind you. The occasion was the 20th anniversary of the discovery of a tiny marine bacterium, which turns out to have a big effect on our lives. NPR's Joe Palca was at the event.
The celebration was for the discovery of a teeny tiny marine bacterium called Prochlorococcus. It may be small, but it's so abundant it plays a significant role in keeping oceans healthy and the Earth habitable. How significant is something scientists are still trying to work out. Now, I could take you through the science of the celebration.
So this is just
the intracytoplasmic membranes.
They're different ecotypes.
Widely spaced in Seneca cystus.
And again,
But I think you'll get a better sense of the joy and delight in the world of Prochlorococcus research if you listen to a part of the evening program.
Prochlorococcus, Prochlorococcus, I count you by your chlorophyll, it makes you grow.
Now at this point you may be saying, okay, tiny little microbe, no doubt very cute, but why should I care about Prochlorococcus? Fair enough. You like to breathe? You do? Because by some estimates, the oxygen in one of every five breaths you take comes from Prochlorococcus. Here's why. Prochlorococcus is a bacterium, but it's a bacterium that, like a plant cell, can perform the amazing feat of photosynthesis. That means it can use energy from the sun to release oxygen from water molecules. And even though each Prochlorococcus produces a tiny blip of oxygen, there are something like a trillion Prochlorococci on Earth, and that adds up to a lot of oxygen. Zachary Johnson organized the Prochlorococcus Fest. He's a marine microbiologist at the University of Hawaii. He says there's another reason to pay attention to Prochlorococcus.
It consumes carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, so it's very important in terms of reducing carbon dioxide levels from the atmosphere.
And that's not all.
It's also the base of the food chain in the ocean, and so it's ultimately consumed by larger organisms, little shrimp, on up to fish. And so if we want to understand higher organisms, then we need to understand the base of the food chain.
So here's this organism that makes the air we breathe, reduces CO2 in the atmosphere, lies at the base of the ocean food chain, and yet, 20 years ago, it was completely, 100% unknown. And it might still be unknown, but for the work of Sally Chisholm, better known to her friends and colleagues as Penny. She's a marine microbiologist at MIT. 20 years ago, she and a colleague named Rob Olson decided to take a machine called a flow cytometer on a cruise from Cape Cod to Bermuda. Flow cytometers don't typically go on cruises. They're mainly used by hospitals to count the cells in blood. But Chisholm figured if you pumped seawater through one, you could detect the cells floating in the ocean.
We took it on the cruise because we knew we would be able to see Cinococcus, which is the cousin of Prochlorococcus, which had been discovered a decade earlier.
Cinococcus is a bacterium that also contains chlorophyll, the chemical that enables photosynthesis. The flow cytometer saw Cinococcus all right, but it also saw something else much smaller.
At that time, there wasn't supposed to be any particle in the oceans that small that would contain chlorophyll. So at first we thought it was just broken up cells, maybe chloroplasts from larger cells, but it became pretty clear that it was a very abundant, tiny, tiny cell.
During a break in the Prochlorococcus Fest, Chisholm took me over to her lab on campus and showed me her new flow cytometer. It's basically a big black box the size of a large microwave oven with some metal fittings attaching to small plastic tubing. This machine in her lab is way more powerful than the one she took to sea 2 decades ago.
So using this, we can take seawater, squirt it through here, and we can count the number of Prochlorococcus cells in a milliliter of seawater with no problem. And then we can tell the machine, when you see a cell or a particle that looks like this, deflect it to the right. And it'll deflect a little droplet over to the right, and it'll collect all those Prochlorococcus cells.
Once she's got the cells, she can grow them, prod them, sequence them, basically study the heck out of them. Chisholm plans to examine the entire sweep of Prochlorococcus, from the molecular level of its DNA to how they live and thrive in the open ocean. I asked Chisholm if she ever found it astonishing that something so important could have been missed for so long.
I don't think it's that astonishing, because I actually think nature is ready to humble us every single day. I mean, we don't really understand how the oceans work.
But at least now people do know Prochlorococcus is part of the answer.
Prochlorococcus, Prochlorococcus,
Joe Palca, NPR News.
I have to grow you to get to know you. Each and every little stain, cha-cha-cha.
You can dive into a video about Prochlorococcus. Prochlorococcus. Thank you. At npr.org.